Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 1st, 2009. Life just continues to move along, and we have a beautiful first day of October so far today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages to teach and encourage each weekday morning, and we are in a series right now we call The Ultimate Harvest, based on a passage in Matthew 9, 35 to 38. And today's message is titled, The Ultimate Worker. Listen as Brooksine reads the text from Matthew 9, verse 38.
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
What is the ultimate type of work? Well, of course, that depends on what you're seeking. For some, it would be based on the salary. And of course, more is better. For others, it's based on prestige. Salary and prestige aren't necessarily related. Some like exotic work, like taking care of a lighthouse on a remote Pacific island. There are those who like challenging work, while others like it easy. For some, it's the extent to which they help their fellow man or make a meaningful contribution to society.
Today, we want to consider harvest workers. They perform a function for which we are all indebted. Yes, that's all of us. If you ate something today you're going to eat later, it was because of a harvest worker. Harvest work is hard. It usually doesn't pay well and is rarely seen as prestigious. In many parts of the world, the harvest is still done by hand. Several years ago, a large field near our area was planted in tomatoes, and we watched as the migrant field workers diligently labored under the scorching sun.
When we lived in New England, we often went to the National Cranberry Festival in Carver, Massachusetts, held each Columbus Day weekend. We could watch the cranberries being harvested. Quite a different view than we have of harvest here in Lancaster County.
We want to highlight just the word workers in the daily text. This describes the ultimate work from an eternal perspective. Spiritual harvest workers serve in a wide variety of ways, and yet all of equal importance. Even in the church, we tend to rate people by what they do. People strive for titles, educational degrees. Worship leader sounds more prestigious than nursery worker to most people, but both are harvest workers and are vitally important in kingdom work.
In our daily scripture passage, Christ calls all, quote, workers in his harvest field, end quote. The song that I've had up all this week is a link on the webpage. It's titled Field of Souls. Well, I originally heard this song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and so enjoyed playing it as I drove through Lancaster County, particularly when I first moved here. It illustrates the different types of spiritual harvest work. The chorus goes, "We work the field of souls together, you and I. Some fields are blooming now, other fields are dry. We're not the same, but differences aside, we will work the field of souls together, you and I."
First verse, one is off to foreign soil to work a distant land. Another anchors close to home to hold a neighbor's hand. Who has served the Father most and who has labored best? That life devoted to our God. That devotion will be blessed. One shouts the gospel in the streets for everyone to hear. He's bold to everyone he meets, and the word is loud and clear. Another cries alone and prays in silence on her knees, before the throne day after day, where human eyes don't see.
Today, let us all take up our call to be workers in God's harvest field. That's the ultimate work. Wherever that may take us and whatever challenges it might bring, let us serve faithfully with the goal of one day hearing those words from the Lord of the harvest. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Let's pray. Father, as you call us to be busy about your harvest work, you equip us to do your will. We look to you for favor and for direction as we obediently follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a joy to prepare these messages. Our goal is to teach and encourage people, and we're grateful. We've begin now in October. It was in October 1996 we actually began this ministry. At that point, it was really just myself, but over the years, Brookstein has taken a greater and greater role, whereas I would say it's essentially equal right now. We use this method as one of our means of working in the harvest fields. We'll be going out today and visiting many companies in the role of our corporate chaplaincy work. We also pastor a small country church. What a joy to be involved in the harvest. Well, we have several songs we suggest today. We have that ongoing link we've had up all week to Field of Souls. It's not the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I couldn't find their song on this, but the gentleman that sings it does a really good job. It's available as a YouTube video. Also have one song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir that relates, though, called Use Me. And then a song that Brookstein suggested by Twyla Paris with an outstanding message called Faithful Men. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve our Lord. And be not weary in well-doing, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up.